10 years ago, a group of curious paleontologists dug up a couple of bones in St. Bathans in the Otago region of New Zealand that they've recently discovered belong to the biggest parrot that ever existed in the world, the Heracles parrot, which would have stood 1 metre tall and weighed 7 kilograms. Trevor Worthy is from the Flinders University College of Science and Engineering, and he's part of the team.
We've got about 20 locations, if you like, where we get fossils from. And so we go there and we see if there's like a sand and cobble layer with bones exposed, and then we tend to try and mine it. The ones where this parrot came from, we made a mine into the hillside to chase such a bed, and it's only a small hole, really. I mean, 150 square metres is the biggest we've done. And when you think that the lake is 5,600 square kilometres, or it was, it's only a tiny fraction of lake bed that we're looking at.
It gives you an idea that the scope of what could be there could be quite massive.
It is, but it's either long been eroded, because these beds are sort of at funny angles diving down into the earth and lost into the sky already by erosion. And once they go a little bit deep into the ground, you can't really physically chase them.
So when did you first find the first fossil record of this giant parrot?
It was in our 2008 expedition, when we first opened up a fairly rich bed in the side of a hill. And it didn't go very far. After 10 square metres, we kind of ran out of the good stuff.
Was it something that you were hoping to find?
The context is there are no other fossil sites in New Zealand that enable us to have specimens from the animals that lived on the land or in freshwater lakes. I mean, we've got plenty of things from the sea, but we don't have anything that lived actually on the landscape. And this is the only one in the whole 65 million year period of since the dinosaurs. And so we were just after anything, and we just took what we could get. We didn't know this was particularly special at that time. We knew it was a large bird, but because it was fragmentary, we didn't pay too much attention, because we thought, maybe naively at that time, that next year we'd get a better bit, and maybe a more complete one. But 10 years have gone by and we haven't.
When did it become apparent to you that you were onto something significant?
Well, I have a PhD student here called Ellen Mather, who is studying the hawks and eagles of Australasia. And when she took a look at them, she pointed out to me that, well, these two bits weren't actually eagles. So then I took them away and figured out what they were.
How did you determine that it was a parrot, in contrast to other particular birds? Are there specific things that you look for?
There's a combination of ligament scars or muscle scars on all bones. And on the distal end of a drumstick, there's a series of six in particular that uniquely define many of the families of birds of the world. And parrots are they're easily defined compared to some of the other things. And so even though it's incomplete, it clearly identifies the bird as a parrot.
How long after you excavated that bone was it that you worked out that it was a parrot, and particularly a parrot of this scale?
Well, it was only this year that we identified it properly to being a parrot, because until then, you know, it had just been sitting in a pile with bones of eagles, waiting for, one, a student, and two, some more bones of eagles. You know, we've got 7,000 bones of birds now from the site, and we're chipping away at all the different kinds that we have. We knew we didn't have the holy grail of eagle bones, which would have been a tarsus bone, the one that has the toes coming off it. And so we're hoping to wait for that. And once you look at it, with any more than a cursory glance, it's patently obvious it's not an eagle. But that was what we had to do. We had to actually look at it.
So this is the conundrum of archaeology and research like this, is not only do you have to find it, but you have to have the time to stop and identify each individual artefact that you find.
Yes. To put it in perspective, the fossil rails, which are things, little swamp-dwelling critters like a banded rail or a swamp hen, I mean, we had over 1,200 bones of them. So, you know, they had a priority to put a name on.
Are you hoping that you will find anything else or any other remnants of this particular bird?
We will, or someone will. I mean, it's virtually always the case in paleontology that once found, sooner or later another bird comes. And our truly terrestrial animals in this deposit are really quite rare. And for instance, the largest pigeon we had there, we named it from one bone in 2010 or something, and 6 or 7 years later we got another bone of it. So it's highly likely that there will be another bone of it found, but we can't predict when or in exactly what site. I mean, we might go there in February this coming year and find a whole new exposure caused by a flood with a preponderance of large bones, and that's exactly what we need to find this thing.
Associate Professor Trevor Worthy from the College of Science and Engineering at Flinders University.